Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Mendocino County deputies responded to a call of a gunshot wound early yesterday morning in Potter Valley. Police interviewed the victim, 32-year-old Nicholas Noel, who told deputies that he had been camping about 10 miles up the Shield Ranch Road. He said he went looking for a bear reported in the area and shot himself in the foot with a shotgun. Noel could not point out the exact location of where he was camping, and after binding his wound, he said he got a ride from two men that happened to be driving by, and who then dropped him off at the location where police found him. Noel was taken to the hospital for treatment. The County General Plan update, a document that's been in the works for years now, is still a point of serious and ongoing discussion at the Board of Supervisors. Last week, Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, Rex Bone, and Virginia Bass asked staff to provide briefs and more easily understandable data regarding the document, a move that was decried by others as an attempt to scrap the general plan altogether. Sundberg responded to those charges.
You know, just the time it's taken, you know, is made the public, some of the public, not trust the document, and some other people from the public, depending on who likes it, trust the document. You know, so there's a huge divide on both sides of this thing, and I don't think it's a lot of people that have really, you know, that are really following this thing and understand it. There's a handful of people on each side that have, you know, really made this their focus, and now it's up to us to take it from here.
Sundberg also pointed out the breadth of the update, the thousands of pages of documents, environmental studies, and amendments.
You know, the Planning Commission has shipped it over, said, here's our idea, and it's advisory only. And I think, for speaking for myself, I have a responsibility to know what's in that.
County staff will provide several reports for the board to consider as the general plan moves forward. In June, the Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons report regarding 40-year-old Catherine Gilliam, who was reported as an overdue motorist by her family. Family members assumed Gilliam had made it safely home to Big Lagoon from Grants Pass, but no one had heard from her since. The Sheriff's Office considers her disappearance suspicious, and the route of her travel from Highway 199 out of Grants Pass to Highway 101 south to Big Lagoon has been searched by air and by foot by search and rescue teams as well as volunteers. Gilliam's disappearance is considered out of character. Investigators are treating it as a high-priority case. Gilliam was driving a 2004 charcoal gray Mitsubishi Endeavor with California license plate number 6UXE841. Gilliam is an adult Native American woman, 5'4", 200 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. And with information, is asked to contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
The Sheriff's Office received a call from a camp host at Moonstone Beach Monday evening, reporting that a visitor had found an explosive device in the bushes next to the parking lot. The responding deputy, a member of the county bomb squad, reached the scene and secured the device, which was reported as a flashbang grenade. That's a device used by police and military that produces a disorienting noise and a bright, blinding flash. The device was secured by the deputy and will be destroyed by the bomb squad. Mendocino County deputies received a call from Willits resident Roy Rentala, who said a safe containing more than $30,000 worth of valuables had been taken from his home while he was away. Rentala pointed deputies to the suspect, his 32-year-old son, Matthew Rentala, who was later contacted and interviewed. Deputies found him in possession of several of the items from the stolen safe, and according to reports, he soon led deputies to the spot where he had hidden the rest of the stolen property. Matthew was arrested, booked on burglary and possession of stolen property charges. Governor Jerry Brown signed two bills yesterday that will keep state parks open for at least 2 years. At least that's the hope. The pair of bills provide some $36 million in funding for state parks, money that was made available after it was discovered the state parks department was sitting on more than $50 million in unused funding. Cuts to the state parks budget had meant that more than 70 parks would be forced to close statewide, but those closures have been avoided. The second bill is aimed at greater oversight and management of the state parks department, with the formation of a new state parks commission to oversee spending. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.